As the votes were being counted, the ballroom of the Copley Fairmont could be likened to an elevator full of nervous passengers. There was a feeling of hopefulness when the polls closed at 8 p.m. But as the night wore on and with nearly 50% of the votes counted, hopefulness gave way to disappointment. And few were as disappointed as Charlotte Goulart Ritchie herself.
You could say maybe Charlotte didn't do a good enough job in selling my candidacy to other candidates so that I would have them all join me. I don't know. Or you could say that other candidates had egos that prevented them from saying, hey, it looks like I'm not going to win, let me get behind somebody else. Or you could, there are any number of reasons why it didn't work. Maybe the city as a whole isn't ready for it. I don't know.
Ritchie came in third with 13% of the total vote. One supporter said it could have been a far different result had the other contenders of color in the mayoral race united behind a single minority candidate. But Ritchie herself does not blame other candidates or the lack of a united strategy for her loss.
If there had been three spots in the final, I would be in the final. I don't know, it just is a bad break, right? You go from 12 to 2.
She also says of the critical Boston Globe editorial and a subsequent journalistic lashing from columnist Larry Harmon did not help her candidacy.
I guess I thought he liked me. I didn't know that he felt that way. How about that? I'd known him for years. And that one caught took me by surprise. I've still kept my subscription. I thought I'd paid my bills. I'm going to go back and make sure that we're not in arrears.
With a third-place finish, Goulart Ritchie now sees herself in the position of power broker between Marty Walsh and John Connolly.
Well, I have not had a chance to sit down and talk to them. I frankly thought I was going to be in the final, so I thought people were going to want to talk to me. it just didn't work out that way, right? But at some point, the dust clears, and I will want to sit down with them. I think they would want to sit down with me, too.
At 54, Goulart Ritchie says she does not see herself among the new crop of politicians like Michelle Wu. But she says Wu and others of her generation may succeed in doing what she did not do, becoming the first mayor of color in Boston. At Charlotte Goulart Ritchie headquarters, I'm Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.